Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Franklin County 4-H Program Manager, Josie Thompson. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in to see us today. Achievement Night. A lot of stuff going on and some information about that to share. What do you got?
Yes. Last Wednesday was Franklin County's Achievement Night. It's where we just get together at the end of the year. We have dinner together with the whole county. And then we just have a little banquet and we just go over everyone's awards and some special awards for some honorable people that we give out to them. So overall, we had 8 clubs receive a purple seal and 1 club that received a blue seal. We had 2 key award winners, Bryn Perry and Amelia Behrens. This is a very big deal. You get the key award after you have completed all of the steps leading up to it, gotten your clover and your emerald and all of them. And once you've achieved all of your pins, your last one is your key award. And not everybody gets one. So it is a very, very big deal and very awesome for these two lovely ladies to receive them.
Kind of like the Eagle Scout, but for 4-H.
It's a very big deal. I have 2 very deserving 4-H members. And then overall, we had 63 members receive some sort of pin. Multiple 4-H members received several, but overall 63 members that have turned something in to receive the pin. And we had over 14 members receive an honorable plaque of some sort. And then we had 52 volunteers that we recognized, but many, many more that we have missed. Our volunteers are a very, very big part of this organization, and we couldn't make it through tomorrow without our volunteers. They are my biggest thank you to this organization. But overall, we had a great, great year and cannot wait for the next year to get started.
From what I understand, the next year is already kicked off, and it sounds, from what I've heard from some of the other agents, it's going really well already.
Yes.
What's something that you're looking forward to? Because you've been doing this for a year now.
Yeah,
in this
October
position.
Beginning of October was my 1 year being here, and it's been awesome. One thing that I'm really looking forward to is up at the state level, we had gotten a new, I'm blanking on her title, but she oversees all of 4-H within Kansas.
Oh.
She'll be here for just about a year or two now, and she's had some really great plans, and they've been changing things slowly. One thing our 4-H members might have looked as you are enrolling for the new year is that 4-H online looks a little bit different this year, but I think overall that it'll be easier for everyone. One big thing that is a little bit different for everyone this year is they have changed a lot of the project names. Some of the names are a little bit easier though, so they don't have necessarily bymanship, they just have an overall clothing title, and there's just different categories underneath the clothing section. But I think it's a little bit easier. And then beforehand, we had to enroll in swine market and swine breeding, but now there's just one overall swine project, so nobody gets missed at the fair if you forgot to enroll in one or the other. Just some things that she's put out there that have just made things a little bit easier for everyone, as 4-H is a very, very big organization, and there's a lot of kinks and things to it to understand. And I think that her goal this year is to just make it an overall easier process for especially our new 4-H members. And she just has a lot of great plans coming out, so be on the lookout for your emails and reading your newsletter as the year goes by. I expect a lot of things this spring to be changing, but for the better.
Changing for the better, making progress in all ways.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of emails, I think you've got some reminders you also wanted to put out there. Reminding you about the reminders.
Yes. Don't forget that Osage County Achievement Night is November 7th, and Anderson County's Achievement Night is November 8th. Don't forget that I believe it's coming up this week. If you are attending the dinner for either county, RSVP, so you can get added to the list for dinner. And then don't forget our returning 4-H members and volunteers to enroll in 4-H online by December 1st. After December 1st, we will not be clicking all of the correct buttons so that last year's members will receive emails. So if you are enrolled by December 1st, you will continue to receive all of our emails and our reminders. And don't forget, new 4-H members and volunteers, the deadline to enroll is May 1st. So make sure that you're getting the ball rolling. I know that the new year has already gone by. I can't believe it's almost November already, but here we are, and the year's been good so far.
Well, if you go shopping at any of the craft stores, you know not only is November almost here, but December is almost here,
yes.
too. Thanksgiving, jack-o'-lanterns, and Santa Claus all crammed in the same aisle together. It's just, I have to go now. I need some coffee and a big candy bar.
Yes, the year has gone by fast.
It sprouted wings and took off. Mm-hmm. So, hey, it means we get to see what kind of cool stuff's coming up next year that much sooner.
Oh, yes. I'm excited for 2024 to be here.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming in today. Mm-hmm. We look forward to talking to you again and find out what's going on with enrollments and how some of these new changes are going over. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.